There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Welcome back to the NSFW podcast right here on Balls Up. If you're listening on the podcast app, make sure to review and rate us 5 stars. Or if you're watching / listening on YouTube, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and leave a comment about the podcast. Then go and listen to it as well. Why not? Do it all, everything, please. Today, Sav, Horner, and the big man, Jamie, from All Time Gaming in the building. What's everybody been up to?
What's what?
What have you been up to? Sav, I'm looking at you first.
You're going to go to me first. What did I get up to on the
Another
weekend?
Giacomo shoot, was it? It never stops.
That was last week, wasn't it?
It never stops. That was Model good. Life.
Should probably recap that, actually, because we was going to do it.
He was.
Yeah, that's true. So, it was good fun, wasn't it? We basically was in a studio in Angel doing filming for Giacomo.
Doing bits.
On last Thursday. But it was a long day, like a proper long day. It wasn't too bad because we was with each other and another fella called Ben.
Oh.
No, do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're on a shoot on your own, it's different.
With each other.
Yeah,
obviously, me, Dave, shout out Ben, Big Ben, he's a legend as well.
Big Ben.
Yeah, no, it was good fun, wasn't it? Put it like this, we got to keep all of the clothes we were wearing, right?
Yeah, whatever they said.
I was happy to take everything home.
Yeah, they stop proper brands and stuff now, don't they? Yeah, this is not a sponsored post, although Giacomo, if you'd like to sponsor it, get in touch.
No, yeah, they did. There was one thing. There was one thing specifically that when we went on the Wednesday, I was gutted because he got fitted before me, and the other two guys were like big fellas, like tall, whatever. So so when I went in to try stuff on, there was like, oh, what shoe size are you? Whatever, like, I'm a 9, and they go, we've Sav's got all of them.
Oh, really?
So I'm in a 10 in pretty much every shoot. They look all right. But you know when like you're walking around on a set thinking, if there's any chance I'm going to trip, it's going to be now in these new balances. Which And I always that was my one thing. Me and my brother used to proper take the piss out of my dad when we were kids.
Because they're New Balance.
Because he used to wear, when New Balance wasn't fashionable, my dad used to have these running trainers with a big N on the side. And we thought they looked proper. Whatever. So when I got into trainers when I was older, I always made a promise to my dad that I wouldn't be a hypocrite and buy a New Balance, and now I have to model them.
Oh, that's pretty decent though. Big up Giacomo getting you two involved.
There was a guy on the shoot, who he was called, oh, I'm not gonna say his name. Anyway, he was funny, like
some good stories funny about.
He the first story, he'd been like in the building for about 5 minutes. Right, just met him.
Mm.
We're in a room with Dave's missus and us three.
Not my missus, Jackson's.
Yeah, Jackson's missus.
Corporate Dave.
Corporate Dave.
His wife now, actually.
His missus.
His wife. Yeah.
All right.
His literal missus.
His missus. Yeah. And this guy starts talking about how he got a huge boner whilst he was getting a Thai massage.
Yeah.
What?
Like, that was his first
story.
Wait,
in front of his wife.
Hi, hello. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
In front of.
Sorry.
Hi, everything good? Yeah, just nice to meet you. I've got a huge boner one time when I was in Thailand.
What was it that? No,
it wasn't.
Someone had said like one story about a stag do or something.
Still,
because it's just blokes meeting, so we're just having a joke.
But you get straight to a huge boner.
His first story straight was ending up with a nice rock on.
Yeah,
great.
So, but yeah, no,
it was decent. There was what I was saying. There was one piece that I was like, he had all the trainers, but there was a. Adam, the guy that was running the shoot for us, came up and was like, Dave, this is a bit of you. He pulls up a Levi's denim jacket with a ball collar, you know, the sheepskin collar thing. I was like, yeah, I'd love that, it's wicked. And again, straight away the guy goes, oh, so put Sam in that. That's like decent.
Really? So you got a free Levi's jacket.
So this was the thing. So that was the. I said to officers, I'm gutted. Like that was the what? Like the one piece that the all the clothes were wicked. Like and a lot of the stuff, I kicked my dad out of a new wardrobe. Like because they said to us, like, whatever you want to take it. And some of the stuff, I was like, he'll love all this. So I got my dad a load of gear. But that was the one jacket. I was like, I want that for me, and he had it. So then on the day when we're shooting, obviously at the end when they said take whatever you want. He's taking it because it's his thing. So I was like, it's fine, whatever, it's lost. And as we're walking out, wasn't it? We've got all the stuff. And there's all the racks of clothing left. And I literally, Sav's standing there with his one under his arm. And I just look like right at the back. And there's just this, what looks the same thing there. And I like glanced at it and then like looked across at Sav. And then looked back. And then he looked at him and was like, is that? And I was like, yeah, I think it is. And then Sav's like,
take it.
Just grab it. Just pull it off the hanger. Perfect size, like my size, and just there's just one of them sitting. It wasn't there the day before. So we ended up, we left with matching jackets, didn't we?
Mad. So both basically, now if I want to wear it, I'm going to have to text you before.
Yeah, we've said, like, we've got to text the day on
that's
the day.
That's what Teps and Zach have to do. They have like, a lot of similar clothes. Each morning, they live together as well. They have to text each other, like, I'm wearing this today.
Make sure they don't
clash. Doesn't always work. Tebman walked off with a right arm last week, didn't he? Because Zach wasn't awake in time to read his text.
And they both came in the same Tommy Hilfiger jumper. Yeah. It looked incredible.
Yeah. I think that's a problem I'm never going to have.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be able to say that because just wear block colours, one of three block colours with no logos ever, and you're sorted.
Yeah, you're the perfect for brand shoots. Yeah. Yeah. Although, you're perfect for brand shoots. Whenever I go to a brand shoot, they're like, can you have no logos? Yeah.
I thought I'd be perfect for this because I'm not one to harbour a grudge, but I'm going to guess that I'm the only person that we know that has ever had to wear Giacomo. And I'll be honest about it. I've had to wear Giacomo. It's not a decision you want to make in your life, but it's something that happens. Because I don't know if people know this about clothing for the larger gentleman, but when you get a bit portly, you have to start going up sizes. And let's take a T-shirt, for example. As you get to 2, to 3, to 4 XL, they get bigger uniformly, but your body does not get bigger uniformly.
Yeah.
So I found that I'd put a shirt on, and it fits around the shoulders, very nice. Fits around the arms. It gets to the gut, and it comes down to the belly button, and it's skin tight.
Oh, because obviously they make everything to just go same proportions like this, whereas you pretty much stay the top here, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you sit down on your sofa, defeated. You switch on the TV, and who's there?
Freddie Flintoff.
Retch32 says, "You know what? I've got your number, mate." Come down to Giacomo.
Yeah, but there was some decent stuff. My dad was over the moon. He loved it.
Yeah, not surprised. You kicked him out. What did you get up to, Big Jamer?
On the weekend, very quiet one for me. Lots of gaming, perhaps, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
Same. I had the same weekend.
Good.
Decent.
Everyone should do more gaming
What were you playing? Yeah.
I should say, slap bang in the middle of Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Was? Ooh. Did you finish it last night?
I have. 53 hours, clocked it.
Ooh.
Done and dusted.
Is that the new one?
You were still playing it yesterday, so this is last night.
I'm doing a bit of clean-up, as they call it in the gaming world, getting some trophies.
But is it not, for me, I always think I stopped after the second Assassin's Creed thing, because every Assassin's Creed game is identical.
That's why I stopped as well.
It was jump off into a hay bale and then kill someone, and then jump off into a hay bale and kill someone.
It's still a lot of that. You're still jumping off of things into hay bales and you're still killing people.
Yeah, I'm still killing. I'll tell you what, though. Onto that, we've spoken about this before. I hadn't played an Assassin's Creed game since the second one, like you.
Yeah.
And I played the one that was set in ancient Egypt. And that one was mad.
You love ancient Egypt.
Bro, it was nuts. Like, you know, obviously pyramids are cool or whatever.
What one is that?
What's it called? Origins.
Indeed, yeah.
Assassin's Creed Origins. And just everything about that game is sick. Like, I didn't really want it. Like, my girl bought it for me, and I was like, all right, cool, I'll play it, why not? I got it for free, essentially. So, played it.
Essentially.
Played it, and it was sick. So now I have to get Odyssey as well, because you say it's pretty similar, isn't it?
Pretty similar, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Shout out
Keena, good on the presence.
I just can't get with it. You know what? Was it in the first game where it was like you were stumbling about the room and then you'd like going back into the
when you're on the like medical table thing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you had to come out and be the guy in the white hoodie. Yeah. And,
is it still doing all that?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, there's still those weird like
stick with the actual thing.
I know.
Just make it a game where you're an assassin within a time period.
I'd love to say this was just about a dude in ancient Greece going around cutting people's necks.
Is that what the new one is then, yeah?
Ancient Greece, yeah. But there are still gods and precursor races and...
There's gods?
A precursor race that preceded humankind. It's not worth getting into.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's some real nonsense in this game. But it's fun.
What about... What was Black Flag like? Was that the one that was based on
dead.
The pirate ship?
Yeah, that's dead.
Yeah, it was quality. Because I'll be honest, yeah. I stopped playing Assassin's Creed after. I played one, I played two at uni just because someone had it. And then I stopped playing it for ages, didn't play anything. But then Black Flag was the one where I kind of thought I might get back on this because it seemed different because it was based around the pirate ships.
It was different. I think that's where people liked it. But it didn't, you know, it didn't change anything for the franchise. In fact, they got worse after that.
See, I feel like the problem with Assassin's Creed is it's like the Black Flag one. All I wanted to do was swing from one ship to another.
Yeah.
Let me do that, then take the game back.
I am so behind in the gaming world. I feel like I'm so detached from all this conversation.
I remember you saying that you played... me and you had a conversation about Mafia 3.
Yeah, man. Like, and that I remember was the you last saying game I bought. Mafia 3.
Yeah, but I remember, like... I don't know if you might have played it as well, but Mafia 2 was one of the best games...
Absolute quality,
that ...I've ever played. Mafia 3 was terrible.
It was the most repetitive
game. It was so bad.
Repetitive.
It was unbearably repetitive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just driving around, breaking up like rackets. Yeah.
I remember cool. Mafia 1.
Yeah.
Vaguely,
the clunky PC game.
I'll tell you the reason. We were discussing a little bit before the podcast started that I have stopped playing games. I've, like... close to bin in my Xbox One, quite frankly, is that each time I go to play a game, it needs an update, or it needs a... And that update is not a small update. It's a 20 or 50 gigabyte update, and then it's a 100 gigabyte installation, then it's a 20 gigabyte update, and I just can't deal with it.
Yeah. Well, actually, our stories this week are sort of kind of all gaming focused, aren't they? So it kind of brings us in nicely.
I just can't deal with it. I don't know when they're going to make a console, but just you put the game in, you play it.
the old days seemed so simple, didn't they? You buy the game. Like, and I always thought that the idea was that that's going to be the case if you download it from a Play Store or something.
But now you've got this...
I thought if you buy the disc, it's old school still. The reason you would still buy the disc is it's good to go. But it's not the case.
You could still make it old school if you bought the discs and completely disconnected your console from the internet and just lived in the wilderness, virtually speaking. But it's a blessing and a curse, like... It lets them change games and patch games and fix things on the fly.
Do you remember back in the day when there would be something wrong with a game and that was the game now? There's no way you can update it.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That was annoying as well. So like now, when you've got a game and there's a bug, they can fix that.
Yeah, I'm totally up for the bugs. Yeah. Fix the bugs. I've no problem with getting rid of the bugs.
It's when
it's the installation process I don't like. Like putting the disc in, I can't play it for 8 hours. I've gone out and bought it. I've set some time aside for me to smash this game out. Now I have to think, okay, I'm going to put that in. I'm going to do the installation progress. I'm going to take the day after the original purchase off work.
That's the thing.
Because I'm going to install overnight and then I'm going to... Because there's no point taking the same day off from work that you buy the game because you're going to have to install it.
Install it the whole time, yeah.
And then you just sat on your hands.
Well, Red Dead, didn't you say it's going to be like 100 gigabyte? Installation or something.
Well, you were telling us, which kind of brings us onto your story, but you were telling us about what's the deal with pre-ordering and how you can do all of that. This is cool.
Preloading.
You can preload, you can do all of that before the game is officially released.
What? Oh, wait, if you pre-order it?
Yeah, so if you pre-order a game and buy the digital version on your console, it will start downloading the game 1 or 2 days before the game comes out. So it's there, ready in its entirety, and then the second the game unlocks, so midnight Friday morning, it...
But I swear, like, how big... So at the moment, I've got an Xbox One. I am considering buying a PS4. I've got FIFA. EA Sports sent me FIFA on the PlayStation.
Hashtag give me FIFA.
Which is part of the reason, hashtag give me FIFA. Stop
also,
the comments, man.
Joe put up an Instagram post the other day, raising awareness for International Mental Health Awareness Day. And just all the comments was just hashtag give me FIFA.
Because we're doing a giveaway on Football Daily of like 2 copies of FIFA 19 or whatever. Because EA Sports sent us a load. And all of them, every post.
And there was one guy who got so close because he wrote a comment that said like, yeah, let's all really try and like help someone today. Hashtag give me FIFA.
That is repulsive. It's unbelievable. If you can get me a copy.
We might be able to. Yeah, you should have said to you. But I imagine you've already got one now, haven't you?
No, you'd think after being in the YouTube game, in gaming for 3 years, you'd get sent maybe something every now and then. No. Every now and then you reach out and see if you can find a PR person's email on Google.
Well, we have been sent something, but we'll come on to that in a minute. Well, my story.
But again, same deal. Yeah. Just finding emails off Google.
Here you go, Jimbo. While I've got you in the room, let's do this now. What's the recommendations for what PlayStation I should get?
You're planning on getting a 4K TV, I think I'm right in saying. Yeah. I think if you're planning on going 4K, you want to future-proof yourself for the meantime, I'd go in a PS4 Pro, comes with a 1 terabyte hard drive, which will do away with some of the worries you might have had with the 500 gig about the amount of games you can keep installed.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get a bundle right now. I think there's a FIFA bundle. There's going to be a Red Dead 2 bundle.
Do you know what? That might be good for holding
out. That's
your shot. Because the Red Dead, I know you'd probably only get the standard one, but the Red Dead.
I think there's a Red Dead Pro bundle.
Because that's you can pay £85 or £75 for the special editions of Red Dead.
I'm considering keeping my Xbox One, so I'm moving into like a new flat, and I'm considering keeping my Xbox One and a PS4.
Why would you?
Why don't you trade in the Xbox One?
I have still got some stuff in the Xbox One,
but you don't play it.
I still like some of the games that are exclusive to Xbox.
Plus, if you're moving into your own place and you've got like the PS4, this is just us having a conversation about your new place. But if you're going to have like the PS4 in the living room, whatever, you maybe have the Xbox.
Nah, I'm wall mounting the TV.
Oh, yeah.
In the bedroom. Ooh. So I don't think I'll have the room.
You can still connect stuff in.
Yeah, but it's going to be a bit long. I don't really want the shelf.
Let us know in the comments below. Should Joe go with a shelf? Or?
But I am going to get a PS4 Pro. I'll get a PS4 Pro.
I would.
I'm, what, 2 or 3 weeks out now? I got my PS4 Pro.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got online?
2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah. Although my internet's terrible. My internet's been. I'm having a new one put in. This Friday.
Because everybody in our office has pretty much got a PS4 now.
Everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna get a PS4.
I'll be honest.
I'm like, are you boys getting Call of Duty? Like, I can't play Call of Duty by myself. It stresses me out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't played a Call of Duty game since Black Ops 3.
We got a copy today, so I'm taking it home tonight, but again, 50 gigabyte or so update, so I don't know if I'll play it tonight.
Yeah.
That's so
amazing.
We'll see.
One of the best purchases I've had, actually, I think, with PS4.
Yeah. How much does it cost to get the internet? Is it like Xbox Live? You have to do it.
PlayStation Plus.
Basically, yeah. £40-50 a year.
Oh right, I'm gonna have to do that.
£7 a month.
You get a thingy though, don't you? You get like
a couple of free games.
Free games.
Mm. Are they rubbish though?
No, they're decent.
Mafia 3 was one of them. What does that tell you?
Great, Mafia 3. I can go back and do the same 200 missions
again.
I'll
tell you what's good that I've found. You'd be in my same boat of waiting this long. Is that you buy a PS4 Pro now, or just a PS4 now. Obviously, because I'd waited so long to get it, I picked up Uncharted 4.
A lot of the best games.
£15. I got The Last of Us remastered.
I've never played an Uncharted. I've never played a PlayStation.
Uncharted, a good adventure game. I've never played an Uncharted until Uncharted 4, and it's probably one of the most polished games I've played.
Yeah,
it's mad.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
And then... He sent me a text the other day and was just like, look, because he loves this game, sent me a text to be like, the best £13 you're ever going to spend on the store was The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is...
I've had that though, I hated it.
But the Witcher 3. What I'm saying is, basically, because you're this late into it, there's at least 5 games that you would have wanted to play over the past 2 years or whatever.
Yeah. God of War.
That are actually now going to be like £50 games that are like £15, £10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will pick up a load. But yeah, I just have fallen out of love with gaming in a major way with my Xbox One.
It's when you get older and you start having actual things to, like the other day, this is how mad it is, yeah? Mills was hounding me down. He's like, oh, where are you in Weekend League now? It's like, big man, I actually don't play it anymore.
Yeah, then you get to Mills age and you go back to it.
Yeah, yes, you do, yeah. But I do play with Mills like, on FIFA online quite a lot, and it's fun, isn't it?
Milad with FIFA is... He absolutely loves it.
He takes it so seriously.
He takes it way too seriously. He comes in, he like berates George Wright. George is getting a PS4 as well. But he's like berates George Wright. And it's just like, where's your team? Where's your team? He's like grabbing him by the neck and stuff. It's just like totally bizarre.
But that's the first story. Because we're on that topic.
First story then.
Do you want to roll?
Which one do you want to talk about? Is it?
Old.
The old Redders.
The old Red Dead.
Because we are what? How many days out?
When does this go live?
So the day we're filming, 10 days out, aren't we?
Yeah. So it's Friday, next week.
No, a week out, yeah.
Be a week till it's out.
Yeah.
It's all right, Gigi's just trying to get out of the room. Yeah. Oh, no, she's
given
back
up.
In the room.
She's given up.
She's had enough gaming talk.
What are you trying to do?
Giving the myth the keys.
Fair enough.
Go on then, what is the chat with Red Dead 2? Because I'm one of the few games I'm absolutely buzzing about.
It looks amazing. What's the news?
I've actually just left the EA Sports' office as well, and they are worried about it. Red Dead. They were like, hard time to launch, man. Red Dead 2.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You only have to look at the release schedule to see, like, Call of Duty this year came out the earliest it's ever come out. First half of October. Assassin's Creed, early October. You know, Battlefield skipped everything that's going mid-November. You also got a mental February and March next year. Why? It's because Red Dead 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, it's
so good.
Friday next week. 26th of October.
So he's saying there's stuff being released early next year.
I hope it's not just a Mafia 3, though, where it's just repetitive.
When's Ghost of Tsushima? Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah. Doesn't have a date yet.
Doesn't have a date.
We can hope for next year.
What about Death Stranding?
Also doesn't have a date yet.
Wow.
Sony keeping their cards close to their chest on that one.
This is what happens when we just get Jamie.
No, because
when
you know
this
what?
Coming out?
Well, I don't mind it. Eh?
You know what I was thinking about the other day, and I can't remember who was it. Tommy, it might have been you. So on Red Dead, yeah, if your character, I can't remember what his name is. If your character is like rough and scruffy and he hasn't had a haircut or a shave in ages, you can get a trim down, right? Yeah, but you can only work with the hair that you've got. So you see in GTA, when
well,
you used to
go
get
afro,
you can only shave.
I know
that's a tiny thing, but
that's
so
wavy,
cool. You can only tailor your hair and beard to what you've let him grow out.
And if you don't bath
that's madness.
Your horse and like wash your horse and stuff, doesn't it become more like, what was that? There was like a thing.
Yeah, both you and your horse, you can get caked in blood and mud and things like that. And if you don't clean yourself, clean your horse, change your clothes, it will affect your interactions with the people around you. Because you can interact with every single NPC in the game.
NPC, non-playable
it's
character.
It's called the McCubbin effect.
Brilliant.
So to give an idea of like how expansive the NPC interaction system might be, this game has 500,000 lines of dialogue. Which,
but what are you going to be saying? This is my point, right? Is it just going to be like,
what are you saying though?
That's more than GTA 5, Fallout 4, The Witcher 3, and all the DLC and something else combined.
Wow.
Performed by over 700 voice actors.
That's madness.
But do you not think, right? Is this just going to be like, I've got Mafia's ruined it for me, man. Like, is this just going to be Mafia 3 where you're just going around and you're robbing a carriage? Coming back, you're robbing a bank. Going, you're robbing a carriage.
Supposedly, the news that's come out today is supposedly that the story is 60 hours.
Yeah.
Is that including or excluding side mission?
I'd imagine it's got to include some kind of side. One of the weird things about side missions, though, is that one of the steps they've tried to make with Red Dead 2 is really blurring the lines between black and white side missions and things happening in the world.
Right.
Like a side mission in the past is you've got an exclamation mark on your map. You walk up to someone, hear 30 seconds of talking. They tell you to go somewhere, shoot someone and come back.
Yeah.
That's a side mission.
Yeah.
They don't like that. They don't want that. They want this stuff to be procedural. All these terms we throw around, procedural, living and breathing open worlds. They want to basically make any game that's claimed to have done that before look silly as they actually
it's
do
madness.
That.
Madness.
It is
apparently
mad.
The last one was we looked up before was between 35 and 40 hours of story.
So you know, here's another question I've got. You see, the map is supposedly the biggest in history or whatever. Have you got to ride a horse the whole way across it?
You can ride trains, I guess.
But you know, but is there no jumpable?
There'll be fast travel.
The one thing with that though is that sometimes they say that on wasn't it on GTA that for fast travel you have to have driven to the place once, then you could skip it. But you had to do it yourself first, anyway.
Yeah, you have to discover it, don't you, usually?
I can't actually remember. That would make some amount of sense,
I thought
guess.
That was how it was on GTA. You couldn't fast-track somewhere unless done it.
But
and then like, if you died or whatever and did it again, you could just skip it.
Have we talked about Red Dead on this podcast before?
We talked about it briefly.
Well, actually, what we did was we did a React video for Instagram, didn't we?
I think we're getting confused with that. So what is our, like, do we think this is going to be the best game of all time?
The first
of all
one,
time is...
So sorry, this is the thing. Me personally, the first one's my favourite game that's ever been made, right? So it's all relative, isn't it? Your favourite game might be different to my favourite
game. My favourite game ever made is Gun.
Gun?
Gun, do you know what? Jeez. Gun was supposed to be like...
That's a throwback.
A lot of people, I remember wanting Red Dead 2, like two years ago, whatever, when I was just playing Red Dead 1 again, annoyed, and was looking online for like similar games. And Gun kept coming up as people were saying Gun was actually really fun to play.
Gun was so fun.
Yeah. All I remember about Gun was that you could scout people.
Yeah.
You could just fucking
You could.
I got a bit excited.
You could scalp them. You could like, the boss fights were so good on Gun.
Yeah?
Gun used to be one of my favourite games. Gun was like a crap Red Dead Redemption, but it was so fun. Yeah. It wasn't as big. It was just like...
Red Dead had a...
Pretty brutal.
A first one, didn't it?
Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah.
Which is a PlayStation 2 game. Technically made by the same people, but before they were worked under the Rockstar banner. And it was a very different game. It wasn't open world, wasn't a sandbox. Yeah. It was a pretty linear
So there's lots of different things that are coming out about it. Another one is that there's a fact here, right? And then there's what Millad has interpreted that to mean on top. Okay. So the fact is that apparently it's 200 species of animal.
Correct.
Exist on the game. That's what's been announced. Which obviously
that's
you know
too many.
But you know from Red Dead, no, you don't have to do anything with them, can you? But you can hug them.
What do you
if
mean
you
that's too many?
That's too many.
Why?
But here's what
Why? No, stop. Why is it too many?
Because you're going to be constantly getting bothered by bears.
Hold on a sec.
That's only if you go in that area, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be constant bothering.
Are we constantly
by
getting bothered by bears?
No, but we are not living in the Wild West. You're going to be constantly bothered by a different animal. You're going to be walking down, wolf. Walking down, bear. Walking down, crow. Sheep, goat. It's going, you can't move for animals.
What Millad claimed, though, apparently on top of that, which we're yet to actually get something that backs this up, is that he said that that means that if you were to, say, go around and hunt every wolf, let's say, that you can make wolves extinct on the game. And what that means is the population of deer will rise because they're not
lying. That's such a lie.
But I don't know what does that add to the game.
He sent me a source and it was suspect to say the least. Yeah.
Was it on the original Red Dead? It might have been Gun. I can't remember. It might have been a completely different game where you had to like hunt wolves that had attacked villages. Was that
There was a mission.
There was side
on
missions.
Red
side
Dead
missions.
Where you,
was that
where
Red
you would
Dead?
Go hunting.
Yeah, there was
yeah.
some of that in Red Dead. Like early on, you had to kill the foxes that were attacking a farm and stuff. And you could, remember, you could skin them all. He gets on one knee and just.
Remember the blood coming up in the snowy mountains when you'd be.
Yeah,
on,
there's a bear up there.
Oh yeah, going dead eye on the horse, slowly taking out the bear.
Red Dead had a lot of animals.
Do you know, like the one game that recently that I can think of has involved like animals well? And it's probably one of the worst examples ever. Far Cry Primal.
I knew he was going to say that, Far Cry.
But Primal as well, not 4 or 5.
Well, I didn't play 4 or 5. But I remember Far Cry Primal seemed to involve animals pretty well.
I think every Far Cry game, for the Far Cry game, does that. Every Far Cry game.
Primal, you could like ride bears and saber-toothed tigers.
But you could ride elephants in Far Cry.
Terrible
True,
game,
actually. It wasn't great. It was a weird in-between game.
Far Cry 3 was wicked. Where you were fighting Komodo dragons and stuff. That was wavy.
Yeah.
So we're talking snakes and bats and ants and things.
Why is that one worry?
Think about how big the map is. They're not going to be concentrated into one place.
Oh, I'm so excited for this game.
My only worry with it is we've spoken about this before, but like I always worry when a game is so big and there's all these added elements to it that it has a little bit of the GTA San Andreas treatment when you just be off trying to do your own thing somewhere and constantly getting a notification that the ballers are attacking your turf. Do you know what I mean? So, and then you've got to go back and fight a gang war somewhere. And it was just like, I'm trying to do something else.
But it's not
just
gangs, happening. Is it?
No, I think they are trying to, again, they're trying to get this idea across of they don't want to bog you down with, everything kind of happens naturally and for a reason.
Right.
Like there's been people talking, some people have gone hands-on already, your IGNs, your GameSpots. They've been talking about how, you know, you'd come up to certain people and have a conversation with them. And again, rather than it starting a side mission, Arthur Morgan, the protagonist, has got like a notebook and he'd write down a note that you can then go and read. And he'd written down like, oh, so he finds out about one person. There's a story someone gave where there was a weird house up on a hill that had a light on that they saw at night. And they thought, what's going on there? They went up there and there's a guy sitting by a window with binoculars spying on a woman whose husband had recently passed away. And he said, I kind of like basically was stalking her because he was falling in love with her.
Mm.
And Arthur Morgan doesn't like it very much, ends up killing him because Red Dead, of course, you're going to shoot.
Sawn
off shotgun to the face. But then apparently they checked their notebook afterwards, and Arthur Morgan had made a note that house is one to remember as it might be a good target for a burglary because a woman lives there alone. And it's this very natural, procedural way of creating unique stories, unique to the player.
That's it.
Don't you think Jamie has the... You know those gameplay videos that explain... in an open world, you'll be able to do... Jamie's voice is perfect.
IGN should
employ you, Jimbo. Fingers crossed,
no. but I am pretty excited. I've taken the Monday and Tuesday. I've already booked it off work.
Yeah?
The week after. But mate, I wasn't really because
of Red Dead. You've gone a bit further there, haven't you? You've got the week.
I've got the debt comes off and the whole week after, yeah.
Yeah.
I might book a day or two. Because
I've got...
I might book a day or two.
My house party's on a Saturday, isn't it?
We should get
and then I just thought, so I thought yeah. I would get I'll take it off just in case, innit?
Yeah.
I might take one or two.
One thing I keep going back to is just one other kind of note on Red Dead to kind of put it into context is that we talk a lot about Rockstar, right?
Yeah.
And their pedigree and how, you know, they didn't just do a lot to to change the genre of the idea of the open world game, but to create it in many ways. You roll back the clocks a little bit with Rockstar, let's say to 2010, right?
I love the way this guy talks, bro. Jamie can get me invested
in anything.
Yeah.
2010,
yeah.
Red Dead Redemption. 2011, LA Noire. 2012, Max Payne 3. 2013, GTA 5. Four phenomenal games in 4 years, one directly after the other. What has happened since 2013? Nothing. 5 years of nothing, 7 years of development across 8 studios by the most talented developers on the planet, funded by the most successful game since sales started being tracked in GTA 5. There's every potential here that this is a once-in-a-generation game that people genuinely, that we end up, we end up coming to resent Red Dead Redemption 2 in the future if when we come back to next year, what are we playing? It's back to the same old
stuff. But it also makes you think, what else are they working on?
Bully 2 is the rumour.
Bully 2?
Yeah. Bully 2 is in the shell.
There's always
the talk of another GTA.
Always. There will absolutely be another GTA.
Yeah.
Too much money in GTA, not so much.
Just a side note, we wasn't able to potentially one of our stories today, but there's a very early stage of development for a documentary being made called The Billion Dollar Game, which is going to track like the success of GTA when it came out, which will look at the... Basically, I think they followed Rockstar during production, I think. I'm not sure.
LA Noire was a great game, wasn't it?
Very good.
That was a great game, but that did also become
repetitive.
Very repetitive in your way of doing detective work.
It was. But I think the fact that it was the first of its kind to do the whole like face capture thing, and you'd never seen that before.
Some of the expressions.
But didn't Rockstar produce Mafia?
No.
That was it was 2K Games.
Oh, yeah.
And there's kind of one larger brand.
I don't know, man. That ruined it for me.
Mafia was disappointing.
I think, Joe, get yourself on the PS4 bandwagon. Says me, who joined it 3 weeks ago. But get yourself on the PS4 bandwagon.
Do you know what I was disappointed? It's because the protagonist seemed cool. Like, the Mafia 3 protagonist seemed like you could get into him as a character. Mm-hmm. But then what they had you doing with him was just so boring. He was so boring.
It was a case study in... Mafia 2 was extremely fun and a great story, but Mafia 3 was a case study in how not to design a video game.
Yeah.
Like the story missions, you realise when you're watching cutscenes, like, actually, this is all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also made you realise that you spent the last 4 hours not watching cutscenes, just driving from
racket to racket,
exactly,
doing bollocks.
Doing the same old stuff.
Doing the same old thing, shooting the same people.
Yeah. I think Red Dead is... I think it's probably...
How much is like the regular copy?
$59.99,
but then there's a $75.99 special edition and an $85.
What's the difference?
But the $85 is apparently doesn't offer you too much more.
What does the $75 get you?
There's another outfit. I think it's a horse skin, but there's a couple of missions.
There's
that
missions.
You get
that's the problem. This is what they've done so well in terms of getting you to buy the special edition. Is usually if it's like, oh, you get a different horse or you get a certain gun, you'd be like, do you know what, I'm alright.
Video games are a racket now.
But to add in missions. You've got to do it.
So if you order the PlayStation Pro with Red Dead 2 as a pre-order, that'll arrive on day off.
Should do. No guarantees, but
you'd buy a PS4 first. So that on
it's only a week till it comes out.
I know what I'm saying is buy it, and then that way you can actually play it on the day it comes out.
If you got a big weekend that weekend, then you have Monday and Tuesday. We might be able to set aside time. Then it may not.
Come in for half day on Monday, just set it all to do in the morning.
I'm going to get it on the Friday, but then I'm going to... I'll get it. If it comes out on the Friday, I'll get it, and then I'll install it while I'm drinking.
What is it, the Friday or the Saturday? So Joe's having a big Halloween party at his house. Look at his gurning face. He's ready for it already.
So that's the weekend before.
That's the weekend of
that's
Red
weekend
Dead.
Of, right? Weekend of, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So that's Red Dead covered.
Other games coming out.
Let us know though down below.
Yeah, let us know what you're thinking.
Are you excited about Red Dead? And do you think it's... There are two questions. Thoughts before it comes out on do you think it's going to be the greatest game ever made? And is it the most anticipated? I don't think so. I think the last GTA was. If you actually think about it, I think the last GTA was the most highly anticipated game.
You might be right.
I don't know. I don't think I disagree.
I think GTA just has a slightly wider captive audience. Yeah.
I think you're talking rubbish. I think this cool. This for me is...
Let us know in the comments down below.
This is the first time, like certainly around the people that we see day in, day out, where an alarming amount of people are getting ready for this.
Mainstream.
Like GTA 5, I was still around working with you guys when GTA 5 came out. I remember I took time off for it, but
I took time off for it.
I don't remember coming in afterwards and talking to people about it in the same way.
Yeah. I don't remember people watching the reveal trailers and the
I don't think I spent more time online on another game though. I feel like GTA, I spent so much time online.
Is there
online
on this Red Dead?
Yeah, but it won't be ready at launch. It's coming later.
Oh, interesting.
But that's another way of them just shooting money.
Who plays Red Dead 2 online? Was it the original Red Dead where you could go around and it was like basically an open world?
Yeah, and you start off with a donkey rather than a horse. And,
It was Dead Man. It used to frustrate me so much because people used to just... I just wanted to go around doing what I'm doing. And people used to just... Anyway,
what was the worst? Zombie Nightmare, whatever it was called.
Yeah, that was
Undead Nightmare. Undead Nightmare was terrible.
Little bit of trivia about someone I work very closely with, Alex Jones. Undead Nightmare came out while he was still playing Red Dead Redemption. He put down Red Dead and started playing Undead Nightmare. Started playing Undead Nightmare.
Yeah.
Never finished Red Dead.
What?
That man is a serial unfinisher of games.
Ah, oh, Jones.
I don't think I ever finished Red Dead.
Do you know how it ends?
The original one, no.
Yo, don't even talk to me until you go.
You need to find out how it
ends. What do you mean? Somebody better tell me now, because I'm not going to find out, am I? I'm not going to get the game.
Okay, just go watch it.
No, no, go and watch it. Go watch it online. Oh, you can watch it. Easy.
Well, somebody remind me, it's roughly, I might emotional.
Do you know? Do you know about like anyone's death? Do you know about anything that happens in the end?
I can't remember anything about it.
So, John,
I can't remember, it's a long time.
But there's a lot of people who might not have played the first one, so I don't want to give any spoilers.
Okay, well, Joe will go off and watch it.
He'll go off and watch it. Now, moving on from Red Dead.
Yeah, sorry.
Star Citizen.
Right.
All
right,
cool. So, obviously, this is like a game where... we're talking about games that are like highly anticipated, blah, 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 blah. Now, this game is, again, one of the most highly anticipated games ever to be released, but more on a sort of hardcore gamer level, I would say, right? Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
We spoke briefly about
it. What is it?
Okay, so wait.
Tell me what it is.
Before we get into it, I want you to reel off some facts about like the crowdfunding and everything, because it's very unique in that there was no funding by themselves, right? It was all crowdfunded.
Yes. So there might have been
one or two people that had invested in it originally.
Yeah, I think it started on a traditional crowdfunding platform. Is it Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something like that? All I know about it is that they raised a certain amount of money through traditional means, and then they started to continue crowdfunding the game as they were making it by essentially selling the game and selling big ships, which is kind of a part of the game because it's a sci-fi.
It's like a... They've created a universe.
But I'm sure I've seen this game before.
Am I thinking of a different game? I think you're thinking what I was thinking, which is No Man's Sky.
I'm thinking of No Man's Sky, which was also the exact same thing as this, and it flopped.
It was a huge letdown, wasn't it?
It was definitely...
Huge letdown. Everybody hated it.
I can't stress to you how different these two games
were.
Why? The reason is,
unlimited expansion, unlimited adventures, millions of planets to explore.
Let him, because I thought the same as you, but so he put it right.
Essentially, this game managed to raise, off crowdfunding, $65 million. Right, but that's just from fans, right? Because of what they were saying that they'd be able to do.
So
now, put into perspective, just quickly, No Man's Sky, when you're going to a planet, right, there's not much to do there. You're basically looking for things to discover, right? Yeah. I haven't actually played it, but from what people tell me, you're going there to discover animals and plants and other trivial things like that. It's boring, right? What they've created in this is like, imagine our universe, right, where there's... whatever, you don't know what's out there, right? So you're going to discover what's out there, but it's a story. There's a story to it as well. So, like, for example,
things do happen.
You know, like Andy Serkis, Gary Oldman, people like that.
Yeah,
they've all got their face captured for this game, and they're going to be in the game as actors during the story, right? So there, it's not just like let's go explore the universe. It's like there's a story to it as well, but it's... I can't really describe the scale without actually having it on screen, but you might be able to do a better like job of it than me. But the scale is like, it's ridiculous.
To give you two examples that I saw.
It's too big then.
So, in terms of No Man's Sky, tell me if I'm wrong here, but what you told me is that No Man's Sky would basically be a world that would just keep creating itself as you went further. Am I right in saying it's a procedural element? But Star Citizen is... they've made a universe, and that's it. So There's
too much right. to do. Too said, many in terms animals. Of the this scale. Is what I'm saying. Precise. Make it good.
I'm kind of with you. If it wasn't for the fact that, as Sav pointed out to me, there is a campaign to it. There
I don't care
story.
About the campaign.
What's cool about it is that as Sav was showing me a video clip where there's a guy on a planet, on his ship, and he gets his like huge, obviously, sniper rifle and puts it out and zooms out into space. And then what you're seeing out in space, hundreds of miles away, is a ship.
Good sniper rifle.
You can. No, but I'm just saying for the sake of the, whatever it is, a telescope, whatever. You can then get in your thing, take off from this planet, fly out into space, and just keep flying, and you will go to the thing. Like everything you can see, you can get to.
Everything you can see, you can get to. But it's not just that. It's like No Man's Sky. The graphics were sort of
cartoony.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, sure.
You could tell that
this sounds terrible, this game. Your description's been awful. Honestly, it sounds like you're wandering about planets doing a campaign. It's basically a crap GTA in space.
It sounds better than No Man's Sky, but it's not a game that I would play.
So, just another quick one. So, you get a character, right? Let's say your character dies or passes away. You can never come back as the same person. You can't. It's for example, if you died,
rubbish.
You're never coming back, are you?
Rubbish.
If your arm gets caught in a lift and it gets chopped off, you'll never get that arm back. It's the same in this game.
Rubbish element. That is awful. I become invested in characters. I'll just keep bringing that character back to do the same mission.
No, you come back as his cousin or his brother.
I don't want to be his brother. I want to be him. Okay. If I die and that's it for my character after three deaths, I'm out of the game. I'll be honest, mate. Come on. Like, if I had to keep playing, let's say Master Chief, and he died mission one, and he come back as Master Chief's cousin, I'd be like, that was great, wasn't it?
But this is the thing. So, like, you see the difference in person. I'm a gamer. Joe plays games.
Ooh.
No. Is that not a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I don't even really play games, but you see, I'm telling you, this is a terrible idea. Mm. You've got to keep one character, because that is investment. That'd be like in a movie plot.
I like the realism of it, though.
What have you got for this?
I admire the ambition. They raised a load of money, and they're doing something really big and something really cool with it. I wonder if maybe you get... When do you get to the point of diminishing returns, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just talked a lot about Red Dead Redemption 2, which will be a fraction of the size of Star Citizen. Mm. At what point do you need that amount
of space? That's fair.
Sometimes in a gaming world, I want restrictions.
Let me just put it out there. What I'm
imagine doing. Being Mafia 3, but going planet to planet.
In an old car.
They had nothing to do in Mafia. So that's
pointless
anyway.
What's the bloke's name in Mafia?
I don't know, some poor, boring bloke.
Clayton. Imagine he dies straight away. And then you come back as Clayton's cousin.
That would probably be fantastic, because he was boring.
It's just such a bad idea to be changing main characters all the time.
Let me just put something out there. I wouldn't buy this game. The reason I wouldn't buy it is...
So there we are then. Rubbish game.
It's not rubbish, though. You haven't bought Last of Us, so that means it's a rubbish game.
No, because I don't own the console.
It's not on a console,
yeah, but I don't own a PC strong enough to run it anyway. And look...
So you got to have a strong PC to run it. This game is flawed from start to finish. It's too big. Yeah. The characterization seems like a weakness. The fact that you can zoom with a sniper scope off planet and see another thing.
Andy Serkis and Oldman are in it.
I want to see whether they've got it scientifically accurate. If I fly to that spaceship, I lose time back on that planet and I gain time going forward. I don't want if he flies off and he meets someone, when he comes back, his wife better be 210 years old in a grave because that's what would happen in real life.
It's not.
Well, then, pointless, rubbish
game. But hold
on,
are we talking about a science fiction game here? Are we talking about actual real life?
Well,
we don't know what's out in the universe, do we? So how
can
you create a
universal game? But we know the laws of physics.
Do you? Do you know the laws of physics, Joe?
Effectively, yes. I know that if I was to fly to Mars and fly back, I would lose so much time.
With the spaceships
we have on
Earth.
And I wouldn't
have. With the spaceships we have on Earth. Yes.
You'd still be moaning.
What are you talking about, the spaceships you have on Earth? The spaceships cannot solve time problems.
But we're talking about an existence, right, that is created. So maybe they have light speed, like, travel.
It's science fiction, so they can make it exist in any way they want.
Light speed travel, as in their spaceships travel at the speed of light.
It doesn't make a difference.
All I know.
Look.
What's Jamie's thoughts?
This is going to be No Man's Sky all over again. No Man's Sky was the most hyped game I'd seen in ages. Yeah. Utter crap.
It was.
Oh, I said, all I know now is that when this game comes out, I need you two both on the channel. I need to put Alex Jones slap bang in the middle of you and have you talking about light speed travel again, because that's going to be
Jonesy gold. Will be a nightmare in the middle of
genuinely.
You
Jonesy has bought ships for this. This game isn't out yet, but you can buy spaceships for the way that you can fly when it is out. He's bought spaceships. You ask him what you can do with it. You can walk around the spaceship and look at your spaceship. But you don't keep that spaceship permanently. You could lose it. You have to buy insurance on it.
Okay, yes, man.
Some insurance on your spaceship.
I'm stuck slap bang in the middle of you two. I love the scope and I love like the ambition, also there are some bizarre caveats.
This is like a crap version of the Oasis in Ready Player One. Where you can go planet to planet, and each planet is different, and you can go and have really different experiences. If your player dies out on one planet, he reforms on another, but you lose all of his inventory, you lose all of his stuff. Mm. Some players, some areas are combat zones, some aren't. This is nonsense. It didn't work in the Oasis. It ain't going to work in real life. And that was fictional. And that was written by Ernest Cline. It's not going to happen here.
Fan of Balls Up. Yeah, Balls Up.
Yeah, big fan of Balls Up. Big fan of Balls Up.
Is that what it's called? Balls Up?
Balls Up.
Balls Up. But I think that's a terrible idea for a game. And I think that it's going to be a rubbish in the sky.
Do you know why I like it? I like the premise of it because it's the first of its type.
Think what they could have done with $65 million.
What are those means?
Think what they could have done with $8 billion. Why are you going to Mars? Fix what's going on planet Earth.
I'm talking about the gaming community. Give that $65 million to Mafia.
Give that $65 million to Mafia.
Is it stupid that in that game, when you can go anywhere in the universe, I would still just want to go back to Earth to see what they've done with it?
Yeah.
I still want to fly to London and see if it all looks the same.
Oh, man, that game's annoyed me. I have not even seen a trailer for it. What's it called?
Don't worry about it.
What I feel bad about is that upstairs, me and him, I've never seen this game. He's shown it to me upstairs.
Yeah. Getting well excited.
And he was like, I'm going to talk about this. And when I was thinking, he wants to sit and talk to Jamie about this game. And then you've just taken it over by absolutely berating it.
Well, listen, what do you think,
Jamie? Like I said, I'm right between the two of you. You're both making good points. I love the ambition. I love what they're trying to do.
I think I'm with Jamie. It's quality.
It's going to be one of the most expensive games of all time, as weird as it sounds. It will be. And so they're trying to make a game that represents that. And they're... That's their angle they're taking. But I kind of also agree with Joe in a lot of respects that I don't necessarily, and No Man's Sky showed me this certainly, that I don't necessarily need to leave a planet and go to another planet to find cool things to do.
I hear that. That's definitely
good. How much is it going to be?
Probably it's just at full price, regular price. I know it's PC only though, so maybe a bit cheaper.
No Man's Sky gets worth free, was it not?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, sorry, Fortnite's free.
Fortnite's free.
That's why they're crushing it.
Well, still on the gaming bent, as you'd call it. Yeah. That is a term. the one we mentioned it earlier about getting a hookup, but we thought we'd bring it up because we're going to be doing something around it as well. Thanks to the guys at 2K.
Yeah.
Jamie got, for the gaming boys, and also got me a code for it, the new WWE game came out last weekend.
Good.
We're having a lot of fun with it so far.
And again, we've barely scratched the surface, haven't we?
Absolutely,
it's so deep.
Can you put yourself in the game?
Well, this is exactly what we wanted to put to the test, because I thought you guys have been so generous having me on a number of times in the last couple of weeks. We haven't found a way to repay you yet for that. So we're going to set up a tag team match, a 2-on-2.
Oh, my God. You two versus Jamie. And
James. Me and Chris.
Oh, my God.
Big Alex Jones is still currently... enjoying new fatherhood, isn't he?
Yeah. He is.
Maternity leave. So
does that mean he's playing games with a child on his lap?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, have you seen the picture? There's a picture of a 1 week old here with him having a control.
But otherwise, we would have done a six-man tag. But no, we're doing a tag team. What the premise is we basically... It's balls up against all-time gaming, isn't it?
It is, yes.
We'll save it for when you see it, but we even gone to the next one. Jamie has basically designed the arena, which you can do on it. So it's all-time gaming themed.
Oh my God, that's Can you import your logo and stuff?
Yeah.
It's all branded. Everything looks great.
Johnny's face on the ramp.
We've all four of us have made ourselves in the game.
Do they look realistic?
Well, there's different ways we went about it. I was first to make my character.
Have you made yourself like 6'4"?
No, height-wise, all that was the same.
Although I will tell you now, Chris was making his character earlier, was like going down the height thing, got to 5'6", looked at it for about 10 seconds. 5'7" in pressed X.
Oh,
give him an extra inch.
He's grasping at those extra inches.
Rey Mysterio-edis.
Exactly.
But But that was terrible, wasn't it?
Anyway, get out.
Anyway, so he was making ourselves on it. And I thought, when I was first doing it, I put some things in there that were, not going to go into full details, but some Balls Up branding in there for my guy, along with some trousers, which you may have seen myself and Sav wear on a stag do. Managed to find them, so redesigned them. But then a few sort of hints of old wrestling throwbacks in there, a bit of NWO. But then when it came to the actual look, I thought, right, well, if I'm going to be a wrestler, you're supposed to be sort of a larger-than-life version of yourself. So I added a bit of depth to the beard, just a bit. It's a big old thing.
Yeah.
Made my nose huge, because it is anyway, and gave myself as close a bushy monobrow as I could get across here. But then for the hair, I was just going through the hairstyles.
They have thinning as an option.
What? I actually, what you said, what did you say?
I said, do they have thinning as an option? Yeah, but the joke didn't land, so that so went down brilliantly. There. Shocking.
But then going through the hair, as you go further, that, like, you get to the long hairstyles, which are just so much
more
fun.
You didn't do that.
So I've given myself dreads from the back out. So the front is shaved and then dreads from the back out.
Why have you done this, man? You should have made your character look just like you.
I gave myself as much as I could on the face, but I thought the hair, let's go for it. Well,
you
I will
idiot.
Say, these two have managed to create...
Mine is spot on.
Well, you should have done the same.
No. I went first. I didn't know they were going
to
do that.
You had to ruin it, didn't you?
I didn't know they were going
to
do that.
You had to ruin it.
You've still got another day to make some
change
changes.
How do I edit it, the face to make it look more like you? Because he reckons the only way they've managed to do it is sunglasses. Make it look as if it's
can't
you.
No, when you can't see someone's eyes, do you really ever know who they are?
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, my guy, like, if you saw him, you'd think that I was in WWE. 100%.
So why haven't you done
the fact he's wearing another wrestler's trousers?
You had to be a maverick, didn't you? And try and do it all fine.
I wasn't a maverick because I went first. So I just assumed we'd all be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we're not. So
it's all still open. Because I might jump in myself later on and just change my moveset.
I think yours
not to give me an advantage, but just because I want a few more interesting kind of...
What, you're cheating already, is that?
No, none of us did a moveset.
Well, that's the thing, we've all got a default moveset, so I don't want us all doing the most default suplex every time we press X.
Fair enough,
I want to, like, be able to backflip off
it
the
just
top
a button? Is it just a button smasher?
No, really not. So I had a little play of it yesterday, because it was taking 4 hours to download the full game. And
that's my problem.
It's really, like, I haven't played a wrestling game for a few years, but it's really evolved from... There's so many, like, more sort of movements in certain ways and things to do different things and holding things as opposed to tapping.
Back in the day, it was a proper button spam, wasn't it?
You'd move the analog in a certain way. Like, you'd have four moves for each set, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah, they've always had weird iterations, but I think conceptually the kind of one button to strike, one button to grapple, and then reversals on a trigger has always been somewhat of a cornerstone of the gameplay. But it's very fluid now, is what I'll say. And
it is, It's good fun. It's really good fun playing it. So... we're going to be over there taking on a tag team game.
So have you put, like, the Balls Up brand in it?
Don't you worry, I'm on brand with the colours.
There's no actual brand, like, as in logos.
I've got Balls Up Nation branded on the front. Sorry, Balls Up on the front, Nation on the back. Listen,
my guy comes to the ring wearing a fur coat that's got Balls Up all across the back of the hood. and a headband that says Balls Up across it as well.
That's so good. Yeah. How did you get the right colours?
Oh, mine's not the colours. Mine's red.
You have to be. What is the matter with you?
Because I made our trousers, so I thought I'll stick with those colours.
You're having a nightmare.
His
get
yellow
changed,
is not Balls
man.
Up yellow.
Get him changed.
And he's yellow and black.
Yeah,
Balls Up yellow and blue.
Yeah, but it's on brand.
Yellow and blue.
Well,
know your brand.
Yellow and purple. Yeah. I'm colourblind, so pretty hard to
tell. Are you colourblind?
Yeah, man, massively.
Yeah. Really?
Well,
do you know you, Ginger?
Brilliant.
The jokes on this one just haven't landed, have they?
They really haven't. It's
they
terrible
really,
for one
really
line,
really haven't.
It?
Any other things on gaming? We may as well just make this a gaming special.
We may as well.
10 minutes ago. Jamie, anything coming up that we should keep an eye out for in the gaming world?
I don't know. I mean, we're kind of in the thick of the Christmas stuff, I think.
Yeah,
Red Dead 2.
What are the sort of December releases that are going to be?
I think after Red Dead 2, you're looking at stuff like you've got Battlefield 5.
Is that World War 1?
That is World War 2, confusingly.
I'm going to give you a challenge.
Okay.
Cool. So, Joe, it's notoriously hard to
get this.
Yeah. If you was going to, like, say a game.
Yeah.
That's not Red Dead.
Okay.
That you had to get him excited about. What game would you be trying to get him excited
about?
Bear
in mind, in my gaming career, I've only really been addicted, properly addicted.
Okay.
To Call of Duty.
Football Manager.
Football Manager.
And Football Manager.
Yeah.
And I suppose FIFA, to an extent.
Any, could this year's Call of Duty count?
I mean, it could. I don't know anything about it.
Are you likely to buy it?
I'm hating all of the recent
Series. I think you go for something that you wouldn't buy necessarily and get him excited about it.
The three big ones for me for the rest of the year, I think, after Red Dead 2 are going to be Battlefield 5, Hitman 2,
Have you ever played Hitman?
I have played a lot
of
Hitman.
What was your Hitman experience
equally
like?
Equally incredibly repetitive.
That'll be a struggle then. If you think Hitman's been repetitive, I don't know if I can.
Were you saying about Death Stranding or like Ghost of Tsushima?
Why is there no Splinter Cell? When's Splinter Cell coming back? Splinter Cell's my favourite ever game.
Rainbow
man.
Six Vegas.
Yeah.
How good was Where's that Splinter game? Cell?
If I had to put money on it next year.
Splinter Cell's back.
I think by the end of summer next year, you'll know what Splinter Cell's saying.
You remember that little Sam Fisher?
Man. I'll tell you something about Sam Fisher. So, we were playing Ghost of Recon.
Ghost of Recon.
Oh, did I actually just say that?
Ghost of Recon. Wow. All right,
that's a Milad moment.
Mosey.
Ghost Recon.
Ghost of Recon.
They've put him in Ghost of... I was going to say it again. They've put him in that game now. They've put Sam Fisher in that game. So there's a Sam Fisher mission. Where, and there's also a Predator mission as well.
You told me about
it. It's all going mad.
That seemed legit when you said Sam Fisher. Then you said Predator.
No, it's sick.
When are they bringing back Sam Fisher?
I think they're going to bring back Sam Fisher next year.
I actually think he is my favourite ever gaming
protagonist,
character.
You reckon?
Yeah, man.
What, over like John Marston?
Yeah, Sam Fisher.
Here's a question for me in terms of gaming for the next year. We'll come back to because I think Ghost of Tsushima would be a good one for him to get, or Death Stranding because it's so weird. But question for me quickly is that Metal Gear,
yes,
completely gone from what it was originally because Kojima's left now. Hasn't
we can
it?
Hope, hope that it's gone. I should say,
yeah, because the last one where they Hideo Kojima, the guy that made it, has left Konami.
Never played it. Don't
so
know
what it is. The last one they brought out without him was basically not.
When was the last time Konami made something decent? They've been making PES for the last 6 years, haven't they? It's absolute mess.
No, Konami's best game has always been Metal Gear. The last one was quality. What was it?
The Phantom Pain.
Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
Is that why PES has been so crap? Because they're putting funding into that?
No, because they stopped that now. Now, basically, all they've got is PES, and it's still...
Well, shocking.
If you read the reviews, apparently it's good.
Every year, the reviews say it's great. And I don't know how much Konami are paying these reviewers to say that, but every year it gets worse comparatively to FIFA. Although this year's FIFA...
So likely not getting any more from the mind of Hideo, but that's Death Stranding.
I think Hideo is firmly locked in at Sony, and Death Stranding and beyond will be his future in the industry.
Explain Death Stranding to
Joe. Death Stranding is really hard to explain. So Hideo Kojima is the creative genius behind the Metal Gear Solid series, some of the best games, starting from PS1 through the PS2, even to the PS3 and PS4.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
critically acclaimed.
Okay.
He had a big falling out with Konami around the creation of Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. There was a huge cock-up, basically, on their part. He left. He's come to Sony. He's created his own studios now, and he's making his first ever game outside of Konami, now funded by Sony, and it's called Death Stranding. For a little bit of an in-between story, there was a rumour before he left Konami that he was going to make the reboot of, the Silent Hill franchise.
Yeah.
He was going to make a game called Silent Hills with Neo Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Daryl, I think he is in The Walking
Dead. Yeah, Daryl, yeah.
He the was old gonna, guy.
No.
The guy with the sweaty kind of,
The crossbow guy.
Looks like a hillbilly.
You might, anyway, if you anyway, saw a picture anyway, yeah, yeah.
It was going to be him starring in it, Kojima making it with Guillermo del Toro. It was all going to happen. Do you ever hear about P.T.? The horror demo.
No.
Released this demo, massively successful, one of the scariest things people have ever played, and it was just a 15-minute slice.
Oh, yeah.
He left Konami, the game got scrapped, he's now at Sony, they're making a game called Death Stranding, still largely the same lineup in that Guillermo del Toro is involved, Hideo Kojima is leading it creatively. Norman Reedus is in the cast, Mads Mikkelsen is in the cast.
You know that guy from Casino Royale.
Le Chief.
Lea Seydoux, the French Bond woman in the last Inspector, with the gap in her teeth.
Yeah.
She's in it, and it looks to be a third person action adventure game.
Norman Reedus is the protagonist.
But what is it?
Yes. So this is where it gets really hard to explain. It seems to be set in the future, where
I don't know where you start.
Do you know why it's difficult to explain? It's because it's been announced for maybe a year and a half, 2 years now, but Kojima has not given away anything, but he has everybody there.
And also on the tiny clips of gameplay that he has released,
it doesn't give anything away to the story or anything.
18 months ago, I wasn't a gamer at all. I'd lost it from when I was a kid. But even then, because it's Kojima, I was still hooked on what was coming out about Death Stranding. But when the one clip you get is that there's footprints appearing in like a muddy area, but nothing making them.
Nothing making them.
Comes up and you see babies being held in capsules as if they're like battery packs.
He also has like, a baby inside him that does a forward somersault and gives a thumbs up out of his mouth. And then the camera comes out of his throat and he's naked on the beach with USB sticks hanging around his neck, crying.
It's mad,
like,
bro.
What's going on? No one knows what's happening.
It's mad.
There seems
but
to
it's
be this...
So, you know it's going to be... Metal Gear Solid games at points, stuff happens in them and you're just sitting there like, oh God, my head is a mess. Like, I can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so good to play.
Well, yeah, let's just hope it's good because... Yeah. I mean, you haven't sold it.
I was dealt a very bad hand.
Ghost of Tsushima. 2 minutes, Ghost of Tsushima.
I've watched the trailer for Ghost of Tsushima. Yeah, it looks alright.
Looks quality.
No, you.
Graphically.
He's playing it down a lot. I was playing it on my 4K monitor upstairs, and he was like, oh my God. He was getting everyone around. Have you seen these graphics? Oh my God.
Yeah, the graphics are amazing. I'm not denying the graphics are amazing, but the gameplay might be crap.
Is it open world?
Yeah, it will be.
Ooh.
Yeah, the gameplay, the graphics looked unbelievable.
The gameplay looked good as well.
The gameplay looked
good. Samurai fighting and flipping leaves, traveling around.
Yeah, but you know what it's going to be. You know what it's going to be. Hold X to block.
Have you seen the massive hat he's got?
It's just like, oh, I've done that 115 times. It's just got better graphics this time.
Well, maybe.
I feel like it was more you than Mafia 3 that was the problem.
No, it wasn't.
Mafia
3 has ruined my inhibitions for games.
Well, you need to pick it up. There's some classics out there for cheap now on a PS4.
Oh, well, so. There's another one that was recent that similar sort of time. I don't know what that was. It might have been E3.
Run Mafia 3?
No. At E3, the trailers, was it Ghost of Tsushima and there was...
Last of Us 2.
Last of Us 2 actually had me
Last of Us 2 will be a special game.
And I haven't played The Last of Us 1. So
you know where I am. Am I, midway through Last of Us?
I'd say towards the end.
Is it good?
Really?
The Last of Us, the first Last of Us, is one of the best narratives in video game history.
Yeah.
In terms of character development, characterization, it's a masterclass.
Last of Us 2,
say one thing about Last of Us, and I'm hoping, you're saying I'm near the end, but I'm hoping this progresses more.
I think this
might be Millad's fault. No, but this is the same thing I've had with films and stuff in the past.
Mostly is Miller's fault.
It's Last of Us is quality. It's really good, but when you were told to buy the game because you were repetitively told over and over again, it's the greatest story you're ever going to see in a game. It hasn't got me there yet. But I think it's because
there's so many great stories out there. Man.
I think it's also because when people say it to you, it's like, well, I'm going in expecting that. So everything can only go lower. Do you know what I mean?
You've also got to invest yourself and your time into the characters, though, because the story of The Last of Us is, can person X and person Y get from A to B?
Yeah, no, 100%. Right. And I'm with that. I just feel like the way it was sold to me was as if there was going to be a few more swings, and like a few more things were going to happen that was going to make me...
You are at a very interesting point.
Okay.
So just before we wrap up then... You think I'm making the right decision to get the PS4?
Yes.
And three games I've got to pick up.
What do you like in a game?
Well, I've told you what the games I like. But
Do you like campaigns?
I prefer campaigns.
You prefer linear or open world?
Don't mind. As long as the open world is not repetitive.
You'd better do this because I've only got what I've played. So.
I think you want to stay fairly modern. You don't want to go back and get something that came out 5 years ago at this stage. You could, but... I'd say for your open world stuff, Red Dead 2 will tick all the boxes. You played at least some of the first one. You know what you're getting into. It's going to be good. I think in terms of a more linear game, maybe if not The Last of Us, if it doesn't look that appealing to you, maybe jump into Uncharted 4 because it's just a super smooth experience.
Yeah.
You know, really polished game, very well done, but still, you know, great acting, great story. And I'd also say... Don't be afraid to jump back in Call of Duty this year. Because they have done some interesting stuff. One of the most interesting things about Call of Duty this year is the inclusion of a mode called Blackout, which is a Battle Royale game mode, which was the thing popularized over the last couple of years, and of course made ridiculous by Fortnite. It's Call of Duty's version of them. I went on Twitch yesterday. Call of Duty was being watched by double the amount of people watching Fortnite.
Is it?
And four of the top streamers... it was Ninja, who you might have heard of, Dr. Disrespect, Shroud, and Summit were all playing Blackout.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a very big deal.
And my one question in this new one, can you fly and hover and jump around corners?
No.
Good. Fantastic. Get that the feet on the ground, boots on the ground, and
that's
guns.
That's what ruined it for me last
week. On the ground
it's
and
not,
guns.
It's not, okay, it's not quite boots on the ground.
You know what I mean? When they're jumping and running around walls like that, and I was like, don't be doing that
what,
to
we're
me
talking
again.
Hover packs.
You're not going to hover, you're not going to run on walls, but you will still do some somewhat ridiculous knee slides. And
that's
things
all right,
like
I don't
that.
Mind that, as long as I'm not flying. You know when people are double jumping? And you just can't, I can't cope with you.
Save that for Titanfall, I reckon.
So yeah, that's pretty much all the time we've got on this, I guess it's a gaming special of NSFW, isn't it?
I feel guilty. How far, when this goes out on Saturday, so how far off the spectacular...
The WWE All-Time Gaming Against Balls Up Spectacular will be dropping within a week. Within a week.
Within a week. So head over to All-Time Gaming, subscribe, turn your notifications on so that you get a buzz when we do that. And we need to get Chris and Jonesy over on Balls Up.
There's no rush.
As well.
I think
they're upset that we always bring Jamie in.
Yeah, it's the demographic, isn't it?
Talent. So, yeah, that's it for this episode of NSFW. Thanks for listening in your ears and watching your eyes. Goodbye.